Get ready, Cyclone Nation.
Down and Iowa State wins it.
3-point jumper right side. Good.
Throws, caught, Petway, touchdown.
Shayok delivers a tough jumper.
And buries it. A three from the right corner.
Fire up the band.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters.
That's right, the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones with us here this morning, John Walters. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Brandon?
I am doing good. Iowa State gets back on track earlier this week on Tuesday night with a nice win against Oklahoma State, the final 89-82 in that one. Shooting just seemed to go the way of Iowa State in that one.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, had been the bugaboo in the previous two games against Baylor and Texas Tech. Iowa State had really gotten good looks at the basket, but just could not make a shot. And, you know, Texas Tech, they start 0 for 15. They're 1 for 20 with about a minute to go in the game, and then they hit a couple threes to end it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that positive mojo of those two threes that Trey Jackson hit at that end of the game must have carried over, because they picked up kind of where they left off there and actually started making some. And that was so big, I think, mentally for the guys, just to see the basket, the ball go through the basket. It's just huge, you know. I mean, it's such an important part of the game. And you can do a lot of the other things well, but if you're not making shots, the game can get very frustrating. And you can also lose your attention to detail in the other areas. And I think that kind of happened with Iowa State in those two losses on the road. And obviously the two teams they played had an awful lot to do with that. Baylor and Texas Tech, two of the better defensive teams in all of college basketball. But, you know, I think Iowa State is a pretty good offensive team. They have struggled in those two games, and then against Kansas, really struggled offensively to get shots down. But for the majority of the season, they've been able to make shots. And
mm-hmm.
It was great to see them make them against Oklahoma State. I think it really got them rolling. And then, you know, they still did some things that need corrected. They turned the ball over too much, but they really hustled and got after it. They were really good on the boards. And Solomon Young just had a great game, which was really a shot in the arm for everybody in the whole program.
A team that usually makes it to the tournament, or at least makes a run towards the tournament or the Big 12 tournament, you know, they always have that one game in there that you can kind of point to as a turning point. Do you feel like that was kind of that night for Iowa State on Tuesday?
Well, I hope it was. So we'll see. I mean, time will tell, but I do think there's that potential. Now, you know, the schedule doesn't exactly lighten up, you know, with Auburn on the road this week, a team that's won, I believe, 28 of their last 31 games overall, and you know, made the Final Four a year ago, and they're 16-2 right now. They're a great team, and you're playing them on their home floor. That's this Saturday, and then come back home, play the number one team in the country in Baylor. So, you know, the schedule isn't lighting up any, but that's what's great, is that you're getting these opportunities to really make statements with good wins against, you know, great opponents. And that's what Iowa State needs to do right now. The record isn't great, so they're going to have to win a bunch of games in the second half of the season against name opponents if they're really going to make a case for getting into the NCAA tournament. It's got to be a sense of urgency. They're going to have to protect their home floor, and then they're going to have to go steal some of these games on the road. But I do feel like this team has the talent to make a run like that. And, Brandon, we've seen it in college basketball. We've seen, you know, you and I started 2-7 one year. They made the NCAA tournament. Iowa State started 0-5 in Big 12 play under Wayne Morgan one year. They made the NCAA tournament that year. It does happen. It's rare, but it does happen. And you got to keep that faith. And this is a group of guys that I know is working really hard and keeping the faith. And so, yeah, maybe it can catapult Iowa State toward a winning streak that could really turn their season.
Auburn got all the way up to number 4 earlier this year, but last weekend they lost to Florida 69-47. The game this Saturday at 10 o'clock pregame show, and it is tip-off at 11 o'clock. What do you think is the key to victory against a team like Auburn? Do you think Florida kind of exposed them?
Well, they may have, but Auburn came right back last night and looked very, very sharp in a dominating win at home last night. So, you know, they're a very good team. I mean, they're 16-2. They're ranked 16th. They did lose a couple in a row there. They did lose two straight and kind of knocked them off their pedestal. They didn't play a great non-conference schedule, but I do think they're pretty good. And, you know, as mentioned in the Final Four a year ago, Bruce Pearl's an excellent coach. And so, you know, you're going to have to play very well. Obviously, Iowa State, I think, has to, one big key for Iowa State, they've got to take better care of the basketball. They've turned it over 20 times in each of the last two games, even though they were still able to beat Oklahoma State. That's too high a number. Even though Iowa State does play a high possession type of game, there's a lot of possessions in Iowa State games because they get up and down and run. And so you have to kind of look at it as turnovers per possession, but it's still too high, and that number has to come down. And that really hadn't been a problem for Iowa State all year. They'd only been averaging about 11 turnovers a game. So get that back in control, you know, get shots at the basket, force some more turnovers yourself so you can get out and run. I think those things are very important. And then, as you've done in the last couple games, go compete on the glass, because if you can hold a team to one shot, then you can get out and run. But if they're consistently getting second and third opportunities, it's very hard to do that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this one. I think it's a real challenge, but at the same time, an exciting one for Iowa State. And if they play the way they did against Oklahoma State, I think they'll put themselves in a position to have a chance.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Again, pregame show starts at 10. 11 is tip time here on Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1. John will have the call. Thanks for the time, as always, John, and have a good call, all right?
Yep, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Yep, that is the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters, with our Cyclone Insider right here on Kicks 101.1.